The world was in Johannesburg today to pay tribute to Nelson Mandela. World leaders, royalty, public personalities, and millions of South Africans gathered to honour the man who brought democracy and reconciliation to South Africa and became an icon for the rest of the world. In his speech at the FNB Stadium in Soweto, where the memorial service was held, US President Barack Obama hailed Mandela as a giant in history. Also present, Cardinal Peter Turkson, President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, appointed by Pope Francis as his special envoy to participate at the official ceremony in memory of Nelson Mandela, who died on Thursday, aged 95. For those who couldn't be at the Soweto Stadium, giant screens were set up across the nation so that all could follow. I spoke to South African Cardinal Wilfred Fox Napier, Archbishop of Durban, who said the nation is filled with a sense of gratitude for what Madiba stood for and for the things he did for his country, his people, and their future. Cardinal Napier, we've been watching the ceremony for Nelson Mandela on television, and it appears to be charged with emotion. Can you tell us what it's like to be in South Africa today?
I think one of the great feelings of the South Africa is a sense of gratitude for what Mandela, fondly known as Madiba, what he stood for in himself, but especially for the things that he did for his country and his people and their future, namely breaking ranks with his own party in order to begin the negotiations. Then entering those negotiations, a very clear vision of the kind of South Africa that he wanted to emerge after those negotiations, namely a country where everyone would be respected, accepted, and even loved as a brother or sister. And therefore, the South Africa that he was dreaming about would be a South Africa where Ubuntu, or that humanness, that fellow feeling, that mutual respect, that's the kind of South Africa that he was dreaming of. And I think that he shared that dream with so many people that is the sense, that's what gives rise to the sense of gratitude for what Mandela has done for us and been for us.
Although Mandela certainly wasn't a Catholic, much of his life and of his choices are close to Catholic social teaching.
I think people make the mistake of thinking that Catholics have to be way out from where humanity is. I think what we've done is simply to codify what are the highest ideals in the human heart and the human spirit. And certainly, when you look at the way in which Mandela related to people, the first impression you got from any relationship with Mandela was, this man is making me feel human. This man is showing me such respect. I cannot but respect myself, and in the course of respecting myself, respect others in the same way he has respected me. Secondly, the whole idea of repentance and reconciliation. It's something that's not very common in politics, but that's what Mandela was preaching when he started off the negotiations. That we all had to change. We had to change ourselves in order to start changing others and to change the whole situation. Very Catholic values. Very Christian, very human values.
Cardinal, we read your lovely tribute to Mandela the day he died, and in it you also thank the people of South Africa for having had the capacity to gather and to respond to Mandela's message.
Yes, I think that is coming through today at the celebration in the FNB Stadium in Johannesburg. It's been certainly something that one has experienced in other celebrations that have been taking place, memorial celebrations. I call them celebrations because the celebration of Thanksgiving is mourning. There is certainly of the loss of a great man, but I think the greater sense is that of appreciation for what he has been and what he has made us become. Now we've got a tremendous task of climbing back up to the lofty heights where Mandela had led us, and where subsequent presidents have unfortunately allowed the country to slip away from.
Do you think today will be a starting block, something on which to build upon?
I believe that many, many people have suddenly woken up to the fact that when Mandela retired, we didn't just lose his presence, we lost a lot of his spirit and his idealism as well. And what has overtaken the country at present can be undone, but everyone has to work the same way as Mandela worked, selflessly, giving himself for others, looking at the common good rather than at any personal or family or group good.
This is a day for each and every one of us to pay tribute to Mandela, but also to do something in his memory. What would you suggest the individual do to show his respect towards the great man?
I think the best tribute anyone can pay to somebody that you've admired is to imitate, even emulate, try and even be better than that person. Many times in the speeches that have been made today and in the previous days, the word icon has been used. And I think many people are using the icon as if it's something that you put high up on a pedestal and it's so unreachable, the only thing you can do is admire it. I think Mandela is a kind of icon that says, come, can be like me. All you've got to do is realize your full human potential and you've got it in you. Come, do it. I've done it. That's how I see Mandela's iconhood, if I may invent that word.
Cardinal, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I would just like to say to the whole world, thank you very much for reminding us of what a great man South Africa has produced. And by reminding us, you're waking us up to the fact that if you want a great man to really have an impact on you, the best you can do is try to become like that great person. And that's what I think the world has done for us, coming to South Africa in such big numbers, to pay tribute to Mandela, but also to remind us that it's possible to do the same in our day and in the future.